This is KERA News. On Fridays, the KERA project On Our Minds explores how mental health shapes the lives of North Texans. Today, how our external environment can help determine how lonely we feel. An architect in Dallas fears the community may be heading for a social recession as the coronavirus pandemic isolates friends and family. But KERA's Saida Hassan reports residents are finding community in new spaces.
Like many North Texans, Erin Peavy is spending a lot more time at home these days. She and her family are making some changes to their normal routine.
My husband and I and our baby, we live in a neighborhood that still has these beautiful front porches, right? And so we've taken to every dinner. We sit outside on the front porch as a family and just wave and talk to all of our neighbors that are coming through, because you understand that you're all in this thing together.
If you listen closely, there's design at work here. The fact that PV and her family have a front porch gives them more chances to connect with neighbors. PV recently published a report around this idea, looking at how the built environment can shape social well-being. She's a licensed architect and vice president at the Dallas-based firm HKS. PV drew upon research that shows loneliness and isolation can be detrimental to physical and mental health. And she says purposeful design can counter that. Her study looks at the significance of what's called third places, everyday spaces that allow diverse groups of people to come together. Think libraries, parks, and coffee shops. PV says certain design choices can draw people together in these third places. Things like walkability and shared seating provide built-in ways for people to cross paths.
If you're designing a new office building or a new apartment complex, how often are you asked, what are you doing to serve your community? How does this building help serve that local community and help people to connect with one another?
But now, in an age of shelter-in-place orders, there are less opportunities for that spontaneous connection. PV worries about what she calls a social recession. The term was popularized by former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. The idea is the longer we go without interacting with others, the more our social bonds start to erode.
I look at this period of time that we're in and the warnings of the social recession to come and just think, well, this is also a health crisis.
Isolation can exacerbate mental health conditions like depression and anxiety, says Bonnie Cook. She's executive director of the nonprofit Mental Health America of Greater Dallas. The group offers a series of anonymous online tests that allow people to screen themselves for different mental health conditions. Cook says earlier this month, the number of people screening for anxiety jumped 12%.
So obviously, as the number of cases of COVID-19 increase, so does the associated anxiety and depression. And research continually shows the link between social isolation and loneliness.
The need for care appears to be growing, and Mental Health America of Greater Dallas is trying to keep pace. Their weekly support group meetings have moved online, and Cook says they're actually seeing higher attendance.
We are seeing with our support groups the need for additional encouragement and additional thoughts of, you can do this, you can manage an electronic system, you can manage being alone, and we can support you. It's just going to have to be from a distance.
People may be isolated, but they're still trying to connect, whether it's in an online support group or neighbors waving hello from their porches. Erin Peavy is hopeful this period of distancing will highlight the value of spaces that bring people together.
Throughout the ages, there have been these dark periods and then these renaissances that happen afterwards. And it is really my fervent wish that we have a renaissance of connection coming out of this. And part of that is going to be investing in places of connection.
When social distancing ends, PV hopes more communities will be designed with that in mind. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.